Hey, are you in here? There you are. I was looking all over for you. I guess I should have checked in your room first. Can I come in? What are you doing? That is incredibly typical. And I have no idea why I did not just come check in your bedroom first to find you, because. Duh. You kind of do. You are always the first to sneak away from a party or like a hangout or whatever. No, I'm not dragging you for it. I think it's funny. Yeah, like suddenly we'll all be looking around and be like, where did she go? And then, yeah, you've inevitably snuck off to, I don't know, play games on your phone or eat snacks somewhere private. Whatever it is you do. No. They probably noticed you're gone, but I don't think anyone is like mad about it or anything. No, it's all good. You had a long day. I don't blame you for not wanting to keep drinking cheap beer and watching YouTube videos with everyone. No, it doesn't look bitchy. It's totally fine. It's fine. It's seriously fine. Do you want me to go back out there and say, hey, everyone, just so you know, she's not mad at you. She's just tired. She's fine. Because I will. But I don't think anyone cares. Okay. God, your room always smells so good. What is that? You have like a million candles or something? Incense, oh, okay. I have never, sounds weird. I've never like done incense before. Like, I don't really know, like, what do I need for it? Can you help me? Please? Buy me like a little incense starter pack for my birthday or something. Because I want my room to smell as good as yours. Now that I'm, you know, laying on your bed, it's really nice in here. It's really comfy. And to be completely honest, you're like the only person I really want to hang out with, so I can too disappear just like you. No one will notice. It's fine. They're like kind of drunk. They'll just, you know, like keep watching videos and keep drinking beer. Like, they will not notice that either of us are gone. No, they won't. What are you doing in here? Doom scrolling. That's not healthy, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I was missing you, I guess. Yeah, I like looked over to give you a look because Jason said this really stupid thing, and then I realized you weren't there. And so then I lied and told everyone I was going to see if there were more drinks in the laundry room, and then I just disappeared and I went here to find you. And now I found you, so. Are you gonna come back out, do you think? Or are you, like, trying to go to bed for the night? Because I can, if you're, like, seriously tired, I can go. I don't wanna keep you up or anything. Well, you do look like you're pretty tired. Wait, really? You haven't been sleeping well? Why not? Oh no. You know, I have this like tincture thing that I found at the farmer's market a few weeks ago. It's like I don't know, made out of some mushroom extract, and it's been helping me sleep like a lot. It's been really, really great, actually. I should bring you some. Yeah, I wish I had it with me, but I can bring it to you tomorrow after work or something. Yeah. You know what really helps me sleep, like when I'm like really tired and I don't know, my mind won't shut off, that kind of thing. I really like cuddling. Yeah. Well, I don't really have anyone to cuddle with, but I like to cuddle my giant pillow and my cat. So, yeah, I don't know. Something about another body, like another person that close to me, just feels really comforting, I guess. It puts me right to sleep, you know? Mm-hmm. It is really nice. Do you want to try it? I just mean I could, you know, cuddle you maybe. That might calm your brain down and whatever. Yeah, you want to? Okay. Let me kick off my shoes. Mm-hmm. And which side of the bed do you like? Okay, you sleep in the middle. Okay, that's okay. You get in the middle and I'll get in over here on the left. Is that good? Okay, now, how about I just cuddle up to your back and I can put my arm around your hips like this. Is that good? Is that okay? And, yeah, just kind of tuck my legs behind yours and let's pull the covers up. How's that? Is that nice? Your bed is so comfy. God, how do you do? I need you to come over and, like, I don't know, like, tell me what stuff to buy, like, redesign my room or something, because this is too much. This is so comfy. You're good at all that stuff. I'm not. Another reason why you're my best friend, and I need you. I'm warm. Oh yeah, I'm warm. Oh yeah, I'm warm, huh? I guess that means I'm hot-blooded or something. And hey, look, it's totally fine if this isn't working and if you aren't getting sleepy, We don't have to, like, sit here and hold each other if you don't want to. But, I do like it, just so you know. It is comfy. And it just, I don't know, just feels good. I like doing things for you. I don't know. I like taking care of you. I like making sure that you're good. Well, I care about you, for one. Like, more than anyone else on the planet, so... I know you feel that way about me, too. You don't have to... You don't have to stumble over your words to say it. It's fine. You're really cute, though, when you don't really know what to say. You are. You're definitely the cutest out of the two of us. Yes, you are. Everybody thinks so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I polled everyone. I said, who's cuter, me or you? And they said you. 100%. I got zero votes. What do you think they're doing out there right now? Like, do you think they think it's weird that you invited them over and to have like a party, basically, and then you disappeared, now I disappeared? Like, do they care at all? Are they just gonna stay up and like keep hanging out? Oh, you regret inviting everyone over? Yeah, a chill night would have been nice. You wanted to just hang out with me? And do what? Watch movies and stuff? Yeah, that would have been nice. Instead, you've got all these people in your house having a party. Oh well, we can hide up here and know. Oh, yeah? You want to switch positions? Okay, what do you want? Why don't you lay your head on my chest? Or my shoulder, whatever. No, it's not weird. I just invited you to. Just put your head on my chest. It's fine. I told you, I like taking care of you. I like making sure that you feel good and you're comfy and whatever. Just put your head on my chest. Okay. See? It's nice. Relaxing, right? Sorry you had a long day. Yeah. Well, tomorrow if you want. I mean, I'm free for the most part. I can hang out, do something chill. Unless you want like alone time or whatever. Yeah. Your breath is just tickling my neck. You're tickling it. Stop, stop. Yes, that means you can't talk while you're laying like this. You have to be quiet. The whole point is to get you to go to sleep anyway. You shouldn't be talking. Okay, fine. I'll stop talking to you too then. Just be still, okay? You need someone to tell you what to do, and I'm gonna be that person, so relax. You want me to hold on to you? Here, I'm gonna put my arms around you. There. I read somewhere that hugging someone for like more than 30 seconds or something, it lowers your blood pressure and your heart rate, and it releases dopamine or serotonin or something else. Oh, what was it called? I can't remember. I didn't pay enough attention in school. It releases a chemical that makes you feel good. So is it working? Do you feel good? I seriously hope no one comes looking for us. I know, it would be really funny if they came in and found us in bed together. I mean, not like I mean like that, I guess. It we are Never You wouldn't be embarrassed if they came in and found us in bed together? No, of course I wouldn't either. In fact, I think it'd be people probably wouldn't be surprised. Are we talking about the same thing here? I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about. Just hush, be quiet, please. Let's just go to sleep. With the party going on out there, yeah, let's just go to sleep. Okay, not party. I know, it's like five of our friends, but still, they're being loud enough that it sounds like a party. I could text them from in here. What if I sent them a text? A group text that just said, leave. No, I won't do that. But it would be really funny. Okay, yeah, I wish they'd go home too. I can spend the night here, right? Okay. I was planning on it. No, sorry, I just wanted to ask just to, like, be sure. Okay, I know I don't ever need to ask if I can spend the night, but I just... Whatever. You're so difficult. You are. Even when you're being nice, you're difficult. And that's why I love you. That's why you're my best friend. Okay. Let's get serious now about this whole cuddling thing. Your hair is in my face. No. Again, it's not a bad thing. No, I'm not telling you to move. I'm going to, with your permission, run my fingers through your hair. Well, you're not sleepy yet, right? No. Okay, well, this is going to help. Because I'm an expert, and you should listen to what I say. Okay. Your whole body just, like, immediately relaxed. Yes, as soon as I started touching your hair. I know, it feels really good. Sometimes you just need, like, someone touching you, or just, like, a soft rhythmic movement that, you know, kind of helps your brain calm down a little bit. Yeah. Is that too hard, or, you know, soft, or... It's good. Okay. Thank you. I know I don't have much experience with playing with people's hair, but I'm glad you think I'm so good at it. All right, I'm gonna seriously try to stop talking, okay? Because I think you are getting sleepy, and if I keep talking, I'm just gonna ruin it. I know. I love you too. I'm sorry you're so tired tonight. I'm very happy too. I would much rather be in here with you than out there with them. Okay. I'll be right here if you need anything, okay? Just try to sleep.